Sir Kalium, sentinel of Alibol, stood at the large window in a lofted keep, high in the castle, and stared out over the kingdom and the moonlit lands beyond. Sir Thrivenbard, Alibol's chief tracker and woodsman, entered the room and stood respectfully behind him.
"Well?" Kalium demanded.
"My sentinel," Thrivenbard said, and bowed to the knight.
"It is with sad heart I bring you the news that the body of Sir Gabriel was found among the twisting paths and dark boughs of the Blackwood."
Kalium was silent.
"Sir, it has been 3 days since our search parties have discovered a survivor. We're only finding those who are slain, and Sir Alec was not among them."
Kalium did not turn around.
"Thrivenbard," Kalium said quietly, "I do not expect you to find Sir Alec among the slain."
"But my sentinel," Thrivenbard said, "so much time has passed since the battle, and
nonetheless," Kalium shouted before mastering himself and turning to face the knight, "nonetheless, you will not find him among the dead. The Battle of the Blackwood raged from one end of the forest road to the other, from the borders of Yuland and into the heart of the Blackwood itself. In such a large area, a lone knight might be missed."
"My men are skilled," said Thrivenbard. "They have searched every thicket and under every bough."
"Then you go, Thrivenbard," Kalium exclaimed, "and search every thicket and under every bough again. No one in all the realm has your skills in tracking and knowledge of the woods, not even the elder scouts of Yuland."
He walked over and put a gentle hand on Thrivenbard's shoulder.
"Thrivenbard, much depends upon your success."
"I will see to it, my sentinel," Thrivenbard replied. "With King Ilium as my guide, I will not rest until I find Sir Alec."
"Thank you, servant of Alibol," Kalium replied. He knew if anyone could find Sir Alec, Thrivenbard could.
"Never alone," the sentinel said.
"Never alone,"
Thrivenbard replied as he bowed. Before taking leave, Thrivenbard stopped.
"Sir?"
"Yes?"
"Since we have not found Sir Alec,"
Thrivenbard said, choosing his words carefully,
"it is possible that he was taken alive, as a prisoner of the enemy, as was Lady Antoinette."
Kalium turned his back to Thrivenbard and stared out upon the moonlit realm again.
"Losing Antoinette to the enemy is already a great blow to our cause. If Perigord has Sir Alec as well..."
Thrivenbard bowed again and walked swiftly from the chamber. The moon was much lower in the sky when Lady Mirwin entered the library and found Kalium at the window.
"How long will you stand there?" she asked in a gentle voice.
With great difficulty, she lowered her dark hood, and her long silver hair spilled out upon her bandaged shoulders. Mirwin!